Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, the videos are coming in from all around the world with people popping corks on champagne bottles and waving American and Israeli flags in honor of this, at least, ceasefire that's underway now, if not confirmed Mideast peace just yet. So we will we'll see how long that continues. But you're listening to the show this morning as we're watching pictures of people streaming back into Gaza. And I'm not sure they'd be doing that if they weren't fairly convinced that there weren't going to be bombs falling on them here shortly. We'll continue to keep an eye on that for you. We had Congressman Eric Burleson on earlier. We've checked in earlier today with our friend Jonathan Savage, who's reporting live from Israel this morning. And everybody over there is holding their breath that the peace holds. The wild card here is Hamas, right? So obviously we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. We're glad you're with us on a Friday. It has been a beautiful start to the morning so far. A little cloudy out there as I look. I don't know. I guess there were some storms to the north of St. Louis. I'm hoping none of that affects us on this Friday. We've got some homecoming activities going on this afternoon, so we certainly do not want to have to deal with that. It does look like maybe to the west there are going to be some storms already hitting Columbia, some rain maybe moving in near Wentzville right now. And this stuff is going to impact us at least through the morning. I think those storms will mostly fade and turn to rain as they move through the St. Louis area. By noon, it looks like most of that is mostly out of the 97.1 listening area. So there's your on-the-spot meteorology report this morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. I don't know what Dave Murray's saying, but I'm looking at the radar, and there's definitely a little bit of rain moving in from the west. Maybe you're getting hit by it already. I've been surprised, Ethan, to be honest with you, over the years as I've traveled west listening to our radio station over the air, I've been able to pick us up to Jonesburg out there where the big dip is in the interstate before you come up on the other side.
Yeah.
I have picked our signal up pretty clearly to that spot. My guess is they're getting rain right now, so it's moving this way. If you aren't being hit by it already, you probably get a little bit of it before the day is out. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Jeff Manasso. He is reporting live up in Chicago, where the natives are restless. Let's put it that way. There are kinds of protests up there. They do not like the law being enforced in Chicago. And if you're up there with the intent of enforcing the law, you are not welcome. J.B. Pritzker's made that point. The mayor, Brendan Johnson, has made that point up there. They do not want anything to do, they don't want anybody interfering with how they allow criminals to act in the city of Chicago. They don't care that Washington, D.C. is largely crime-free right now. They don't want to live that way. Why would you want to live crime-free? That's the only argument that I can see to the whole thing. So we will point out once again, Dan Buck, who's been filling in for Kim St. Ange, is not with us this morning. He took Friday off. He's usually here 3 or 4 days a week, which works out well. Scott Jagow was supposed to be filling in for him. He's under the weather this morning. So as you heard, we had somebody else handling news for us, and Ethan and I have been in here holding down the fort all by ourselves on this Friday morning. But that's okay, because that's what we do. It's we're keeping an eye on everything for you. Right now, in fact, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I'm Robert De Niro, asking you to stand up and be counted in the nationwide No Kings protest on October 18th.
Oh, the raging bull. He's still mad. He's so mad. He wants you to stand up and go outside with all the people who apparently don't like kings, but they want to act like kings and shut up your right to speak.
Part of the law, by the way, that law, John, goes back to the 1800s, mm-hmm. that says if the government's in a shutdown, the president, whoever the president is, gets the authority and requirement to determine what gets funded and what doesn't.
Yeah, it's possible if that passed in the 1800s, Chuck Schumer voted for it, I guess. I don't know. He's been around a long time. But Donald Trump is about to institute some of those Project 2025 cuts that the Democrats hollered about for so long.
Obviously, the President of the United States has a lot of interaction with a lot of people who are very pro-Israel. I think that was an important set of experiences in life. He also, of course, knew one of the most famous Palestinians in the world, Chuck Schumer. And I think without that background of knowledge, it would have been impossible to get us to this moment.
I love, that's funny. J.D. Vance yesterday jacking with Chuck Schumer, the Jewish member of the Senate, who's probably been the least supportive member for Israel, which is shocking. And J.D. Vance able to poke the bear there a little bit during that meeting yesterday.
Well, we go to Marco. You can talk a little bit about what's going on. And go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. President. I don't know the... One day, perhaps, the entire story will be told about the events of yesterday, but suffice it to say, it's not an exaggeration that none of it would have been possible without the President of the United States being involved.
Yep, that is true. This is a true fact, and I want to take a few minutes here this morning to kind of flesh that out a little bit, because everyone, you know, by the way, in case you're just waking up, they've already handed out the Nobel Peace Prize. The winner is not Donald J. Trump. But that's not a surprise. The media is the one that's been playing this up. Do I think Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize? I thought he deserved it in his first term. He's done much more to deserve it than many of the people who've won it, including Barack Hussein Obama. But it's irrelevant, because about 10 days after Donald Trump got sworn in, that was the nomination deadline. For this year's Nobel Peace Prize, the nomination deadline was last January. At that point, other than being reelected, Donald Trump had not accomplished anything toward peace in any of the six or now seven conflicts that he has solved. So it's not an issue. The Nobel Peace Prize is not an issue. What the world needs to understand is this wasn't Donald Trump going into a meeting room at the White House and saying, all right, here are the 20 points. This is my 20-point plan. Go distribute it and see how it floats. That's not how Trump works. The reason he can take credit for the success of this so far, and none of us has a crystal ball to say it's going to hold, because Hamas is the wild card, but he's the one that put together the coalition that made this possible. And I want you to hear this soundbite. It's a little long. It's about a minute and a half. But Marco Rubio explains how all these pieces fit together. Go ahead and play cut 12, please.
Well, we go to Marco. You can talk a little bit about what's going on. And go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. President. I don't know the one day perhaps the entire story will be told about the events of yesterday, but suffice it to say, it's not an exaggeration that none of it would have been possible without the President of the United States being involved. With your trip to the Middle East, where these relationships were forged with partners in the region, personal relationships, close relationships that created the foundation where all this was possible, where I think this really took a turn. Remember, a month ago, no one thought this was possible. Where it really took a turn about a month ago, less than a couple weeks ago, is when we were at the United Nations and you convened a historic meeting, not simply of Arab countries, but of Muslim majority countries from around the world, including Indonesia was there, Pakistan was there, and created this coalition behind this plan. Then on that following Monday, you met with the Prime Minister of Israel here, and that plan was presented. And then, of course, our great negotiating team followed up on it. In the interim, again, perhaps the stories will be told, perhaps they will never be told. The president had some extraordinary phone calls and meetings that required a high degree of intensity and commitment and made this happen. And I think what's important to understand is that yesterday what happened was really a human story. There's a geopolitical aspect to it, there's no doubt about it. It creates the conditions for Gaza to one day be a normal place again and people to have a better life and Israelis to be safe. But yesterday was a human story. And because of the work you put in, and honestly, there is not only is there no other leader in the world that could have put this together, Mr. President, but frankly, I don't know of any American president in the modern era that could have made this.
Yeah, thank you, Marco Rubio, for pointing that out. Now, you can say he's sitting there blowing smoke up the president's rear end, but what he's describing is something we haven't seen out of a president, an American president, in terms of leadership in many, many, many years. Maybe the coalition that George H.W. Bush put together in the first Gulf War, I don't know. That was probably a little easier sell than this, for sure. But I just thought it was important that people hear what he had to say, because he does deserve, if assuming this works, he deserves a lot of credit for at least to where it's gotten to this point. And that's where we go. All right. Coming up, we will talk about the winner of our Queen of Hearts raffle this week for Guns and Hoses. That's getting closer all the time. Tickets are available. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great show. We'll talk about that and more coming up in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Guns N' Hoses Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Can't wait. I'm working on getting in fighting shape so I can get in the ring. No, I'm just kidding. Guns N' Hoses is coming up, as it always does, the night before Thanksgiving. And downtown, it's a fantastic time. Probably the safest night you can come to downtown St. Louis at Guns N' Hoses, because all of the police are there and all the firefighters are there and everybody's packing heat and you don't have to worry about it, right? I'm just kidding. It is a good time, though. If you've never been, go this year, Wednesday, November 26th. Tickets are available now at stlgunsandhoses.com. And I can't wait to see you there. We are, of course, the official radio sponsor of Guns N' Hoses. We're thrilled about that, and we love the fact that we get to announce the winner of the Queen of Hearts raffle every Friday in the 8 o'clock hour. And here's how you get the tickets. It's $5 for a card, or if you buy five, you get one free. And every week they pull a card. If you get the Queen of Hearts, it's like a 50-50. You get half the jackpot, and they get to keep half the jackpot. And there's already been one winner this year. The jackpot's now up to $5,600, so you would take the half of that home. Now, that didn't happen this morning. The card was the Nine of Diamonds in slot number two. The Nine of Diamonds in slot number two. The winner got $25, so best of luck. On that, I happen to know the guy that won, but I'm not going to announce it on the radio. But he won $25, and I'm sure he's very happy about that, and he'll probably text me very shortly here. Congratulations. You can win easily. You can win, too. Just go to stlgunsandhoses.com, and you can buy your tickets right there. It's really, really easy. stlgunsandhoses.com. You can buy tickets to the event, and you can get your Queen of Hearts raffle tickets there as well. And of course, they're always supporting the families of police officers and firefighters and volunteer firefighters who have lost their lives in the line of duty, and they step in and they take care of their families, right? Their kids, they're going to college, they take care of the mortgage. If there's a mortgage left on their house, that's what they do at STL Guns and Hoses, and so proud that we can be a part of it this year. I don't know what my role is going to be yet. I am going to be there on the floor somewhere, possibly with the microphone. But I'm looking forward to hearing those details from Steve Hawley. Maybe be down there with my friend Julie Tristan, and Tom Ackerman usually plays a role in that, and it's fantastic. So hope you can do it. I will not bother to recount my own boxing story again, because everybody's probably heard it by now, but I got my nose broken in college in a boxing match. That's when I realized people with large noses like me should not box, or they need to get the cartilage taken out first before they box. Wow. You know when they say that everybody needs to be punched in the face at least once so they know how it feels? That's probably true, but that hurt. Can I just tell you that hurt a lot. In fact, as I think back on it, I was telling my dad, "I'm going to kill him, Dad. I'm going to get in the ring and I'm going to kill him." I'd never boxed before in my life.
Famous last words.
I had never boxed before in my life, except a few sparring rounds in practice for this interfraternity competition, and I ended up in the final round having never boxed an official round, because everybody. They didn't have somebody in the heavyweight class, so they just gave up that round. They just didn't enter anybody. So I won by default the first two rounds and ended up in the championship bout against a 6'2" scholarship wrestler for the University of Kentucky.
Nope.
Had a probably 4 or 5 inch reach on me. I mean, this guy was massive. And I lasted into round two, but that was the end of Mark's boxing career.
Did you last by running around the ring?
Well,
just getting out of the way.
You know, you're young, you're brash. I wasn't small, but apparently I found out from somebody afterwards that he was going to take it easy on me, but that apparently I hurt him. I hit him in the ribs and I hurt him, and that made him mad. And that's when he unleashed that roundhouse on me and laid my nose over on the side. So anyway. I will not be boxing, but there's going to be lots of great stuff going on at this event coming up. All right, so at the top of the hour, I played a little bit of this for you, and that is the Robert De Niro piece, right? And I had to get this cleaned up this morning because he has, you know, he's a big man, although he's not. And he thinks he's tough, so he drops F-bombs during his little rants online. Robert De Niro wants all of the crazies in America to go to the No Kings protest on the 18th. And he wants you to show up in force because it's time to start another revolution, apparently, is what De Niro's calling for here. I'll let you listen to it.
The original No Kings protest was 250 years ago. Americans decided they didn't want to live under the rule of King George III. They declared their independence and fought a bloody war for democracy. We've had 2.5 centuries of democracy since then, often challenging, sometimes messy, always essential. And we've fought in 2 world wars to preserve it. Now we have a would-be king who wants to take it away, King Donald I. F*** that.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. You just inspire so much confidence in me. I'm trying to think of the last king who cleaned up our cities and got rid of crime. I don't know, brought in a bunch of money with tariffs, sealed the border, solved Middle East peace, had the stock market at all-time highs. I mean, as a king, he's doing pretty good things for the country, I guess you'd have to say. But if you'd rather go protest, feel free. The First Amendment gives you that right. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so you may not know this, but sometime last night, a Biden-appointed judge. Isn't it a shame you have to say that? You have to lead with that about a judge? And it's all Harry Reid's fault. I mean, just so everyone's abundantly clear on that, that's why the American judiciary is so biased these days. Because Harry Reid changed the rules. And, of course, the Republicans have been, to their advantage, taking advantage of this when they've been in power. But they did this back during the Obama years, and they packed the court with Barack Obama's liberal, left-leaning judges. And it didn't matter. The Republicans never had, in the minority, they never had enough votes to stop them. And they pushed them all through, and therefore they packed the courts with left-leaning judges. And when Trump took over, he, to some extent, was able to fill openings with Republican judges. And then Biden took over, and he filled them all with liberal judges. So now who appointed the judge does matter. It absolutely does. And any judge that will tell you it doesn't is lying to you. The judiciary does not work properly because of what Harry Reid did. He eliminated the possibility of bipartisan support for judges. But last night, a Biden judge blocked a National Guard deployment in Chicago. April Perry is her name. A Biden-appointed U.S. district judge said Trump's troop deployments violate the Posse Comitatus Act, as well as the 10th and 14th Amendments. President Trump mobilized National Guard troops from Texas, of course, and sent them up there because J.B. Pritzker's too busy at the buffet to take care of his own people. And he sent them up there to protect ICE agents from the violent Antifa terrorists. These far leftists who we know are organizing and going into these towns to stir up problems. They're doing it in Portland. They're doing it in Chicago. And in Texas, we saw the results of that, right? People being shot at. So the National Guard's mission, this was Stephen Miller who said that, is to protect federal lives and property that are facing constant criminal assault. The guard protecting DHS is activated under federal control, and like any federal troops, can emanate from any state if such resources prove necessary to DHS. They are operating as a federal force to protect federal assets. Now, my guess is here that this, if it has already been appealed, or as soon as the doors open this morning, it'll be appealed to a higher court, because you've got absolute crazy people running Chicago. And first and foremost is the mayor up there, who has no ability to even answer questions about what's going on. Go to cut five, please. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
We have worked with the federal government before to get illegal weapons off the streets of Chicago. but the president of the United States of America defunded the ATF division by 30%. And we're talking about the division that helps us remove high power weapons off the streets of Chicago that are being trafficked in illegally from states that voted for him. Again, this is not about immigration. This is not about crime. This is about enacting fear.
Jamie Raskin was on MSDNC this morning, and the bite, I was in there trying to edit it in the break, and I didn't get it done in time. But he says to her, what Trump is trying to do is provoke the left into some act that he can then use as an excuse to crack down. And first of all, I don't think he's going to have to provoke them. I don't think that's the point, because they're not just going into Chicago. They're going to go into Memphis. And so far, this is still just about ICE. Imagine having a problem that has plagued your company for 25 years, a particular issue, and you notice that your competitor down the street doesn't have that problem. And the competitor calls you up and says, hey, I'd like to offer you my solution to your problem because you don't seem to have figured it out yet. Imagine that business owner saying, well, I know that problem's cost me millions of dollars and, in this case, lives over the years, but I'm okay. I'm good. I would prefer not to do that. I feel you're just trying to tamper in my business. The best analogy I can think of for why a governor like J.B. Pritzker would not want to do the same thing that they did in Washington, D.C., where you have a blueprint for how to reduce crime. Why would you not want to apply that in your own town? That's what I don't understand when I see Pritzker and Brandon Johnson talking about all of this. That just makes zero sense to this guy. Johnson gets snippy about it. He gets arrogant about it. And he thinks that he can pass, executive orders, I guess, to take care of this problem. And by threatening to arrest ICE officers, he has threatened to arrest ICE officers who come into his town. They ask him that yesterday. What are you going to do if ICE starts to operate in one of these areas you've called an ICE-free zone? And he said, well, we'll sue them. We'll go to court and we'll sue them. So in other words, you admit that whatever you've done has not given you the authority to, it's not given you the authority to fix the problem. Basically, you're admitting that. And absolutely. Absolutely, he's admitting that. He didn't have an answer for it, but he's admitting that. Right now, again, they're just dealing with ICE, but this guy is more concerned about Trump trying to bring the feds in to clean up the crime problem on the south side of Chicago.
White House claims, listen, this president claims that it's the residents of this city that need protection from the federal government, that people here have been lawless, that there has been chaos, that there are the worst of the worst immigration offenders and violent criminals here in this city. When you look at the enforcement actions that have taken place here, the incidents that have happened over the last several days, is any part of that true in your view?
No, it's not. In fact, most of the individuals that have been detained.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Most of them have minor offenses like traffic offenses, right? These are not the criminals that he has described. And here's the thing. We have worked with the federal government before to get illegal weapons off the streets of Chicago. But the president of the United States of America defunded the ATF division by 30%. And we're talking about the division that helps us
pivots to guns,
remove high power
tries
weapons
to claim that,
off the streets of Chicago
that guns are the problem.
Being trafficked in illegally from states that voted for him. Again, this is not about immigration. This is not about crime. This is about enacting fear. And it breaks my heart as the leader of this city that families are being destroyed and separated and harmed.
I can't listen to it anymore. They have arrested 1,000 criminal illegal aliens in Chicago since this crackdown started. 1,000 criminal illegal aliens who are going to be taken off the streets and deported back to wherever the hell they came from. This is Chicago's sanctuary city. We were hoping to get to Jeff Manasso there, and he did not call us as he was scheduled to do. So I do apologize for that, because we were hoping to get him on to chat with us about that this morning. But we'll get back to him at some point, because he's up there every morning. And if we didn't get him this morning, we'll get him Monday. How about that? For good. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, quick reminder for you. I was out at Lit Cigar Lounge last night with my friend Brian Schneider, who runs the joint, who owns it, I should say. His son Andrew is the general manager. Always great to see those folks. If you haven't been out there, check them out right there in the Chesterfield Valley next to the factory. But just enjoying a nice cigar and talking to Brian about our upcoming birthday party. The VIP tickets are sold out. That was just an opportunity for you to get a little bit extra when you're there, a little bit of swag, maybe a cigar, I think, is included in the swag bag, and some other stuff from the radio station, plus a couple of drinks and some food and that sort of thing. But if you missed out on that, and we gave you ample warning, you still have an opportunity to come for free. I told my buddy Smitty just yesterday, you can still RSVP and show up at no cost. There will be food available for you to buy if you want. There'll be drinks available for you to buy if you want. We're going to have live music. It's going to be a party. It's a birthday party. We're celebrating the fact that this radio station has been on the air delivering you solid conservative content for 25 years. And when they started, it was groundbreaking. That's what you need to understand. So there just hadn't been a lot of conservative talk on FM stations. It was primarily relegated to AM stations. When Rush Limbaugh started, he was on the AM stations across the country, like KMOX, where he stayed for the length of his whole show until he passed away. His show aired on KMOX radio, and only recently has KMOX switched to FM. So you have an opportunity here for 25 years. Because FM is just a superior signal. Better sounds better. It's stronger here locally for people to pick up. It's easier to pick up on your car. And when they came up with that idea a long time ago, it was groundbreaking. And thank goodness that they did. I've been around this radio station for close to 20 years. So I've been full-time I've had my own show since 2010. So 15 years I've had my own show on this radio station. So we're very proud of it. We're very proud to celebrate. I hope you can show up and show us some support for our radio station. All of us will be out there. Maybe Kim St. Ange won't be there, but she has a new baby. She's excused. The rest of us are going to be there hanging out. Annie, Mark, me, all of Annie's crew, all of Mark's crew. Sue Thomas will be there. Dan Buck's going to show up. We're excited about that since he's filling in for Kim. So thanks to Rhino Shield, U.S. Men's Medical Center, our friends over at Lore Wine and Spirits. They're bringing along Old Dominic Distillery, which is one of my favorite bourbons, but they make a lot more than just bourbon down there. They've got vodka and everything. And Rayburn Wines from California are going to be out there, so they're going to have samples and drinks you can buy through Lit Cigar Lounge if you want. Music by Pretty Weeds. All we need is a head count, because if you're going to have people there with the possibility to buy food, they need to know how much of it they need to bring. So we're just trying to get that. You can RSVP for free. Just go to our website at 971talk.com/events. 971talk.com/events. Go there today. Don't put it off any longer. It's coming up a week from next Thursday. So we're just under 2 weeks out from the big birthday party. It's going to be a good time. Looking forward to that. All right. So if you missed this earlier, because I did this really early today, maybe in the 6 o'clock hour. If you listen to Hakeem Jeffries, or you listen to Chuck Schumer, you listen to Jamie Raskin or one of these other losers, they're going to tell you that, oh, the American people are on our side. They want to save health care. They blah, 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 our reason for the shutdown. Wrong. There's a new Harvard Caps poll out, in case you missed it, that makes it very clear who Americans believe is responsible for the shutdown. And here's how they questioned it. Do you think the Democrats behind the shutdown are just trying to please their base or have good reasons to shut the government down? 55% say they're just pleasing their base. Only 45% think they have a good reason to shut the government down. So they're upside down on that issue. Now, it differs. It's 80% Republicans on that. 31% of Democrats disagree with their party on that whole thing. And 52% of independents disagree with the Democrats and blame them for the shutdown. So these are important numbers, right? Should the Democrats end the shutdown by accepting a continuing resolution at current levels of expenditure? 65% of the people who've responded to this poll say yes. Only 35% say they should hold out till they get more money for Obamacare. Now I'll break that down for you by party. Among the people who think they need to accept the continuing resolution, of course, 90% from the GOP, but 40% of Democrats. And importantly, 63% of independents. Democrats are deep underwater on this. They're losing this argument with the American people, and that's important. They're losing independence on this issue, 63% to 37%. They're massively upside down on this issue. There's no way they come out on top of this. And as soon as people start missing paychecks, it's going to get even worse. A couple other things in the poll, by the way. There's in this new Harvard Caps Harris poll, 75% of Americans support Israel. Let me repeat that. 75% of Americans support Israel over the Palestinians and Hamas. I'm quite frankly discouraged that it's not 90. But it isn't. It's 75 to 25. And I'll break it down for you. Among Republicans, 84% support Israel over the Palestinians, Hamas. Among Democrats, almost 70% support Israel over Hamas. And among independents, 72. So the Democrats are losing independents 72 to 28 on this issue. Now, I'm not saying all Democrats didn't support Israel, but people like Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and the last Secretary of State, they were not on Israel's side. They were constantly bickering with Israel over how they carried out their war after they were the ones attacked. And the other one of the thing they polled on in this, what was the bombing of the drug boats. How do you feel about them taking out these drug dealers before they can get the fentanyl to the border or to Mexico to be transported across the border? This new poll shows that 71% of Americans support using the U.S. military to kill drug traffickers in Latin America. That's 89% Republicans, 67% independents, and almost 60% of Democrats. So once again, another issue where the Democrats are completely upside down on an issue. It's a 70-30 issue in that case. So that's pretty fascinating. I thought it was a great poll. And if you hadn't seen it, I want to make sure I explained that one to you today. All right. Don't forget to sign up for your RSVP for the birthday party. Again, it's free. There's plenty of space left. Just go to 971talk.com/events and you'll see the link right there, and you can, we just need a head count. That's all we need. So we know how many people to expect a week from this coming Thursday, the 23rd of October, out at Lit Cigar Lounge in the Valley. All right. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll all see you back here. Dan Buck, by the way, back on Monday morning. We'll see you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.